time for Morning Conversation. And we welcome in Linnea Fredrickson-Smith and Casey Schlichty from Brick Street Theater. Ladies, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
It's good to see you. Steel Magnolias is coming up 8 days away.
Yes.
Almost a song by the Beatles. So, Casey, you are in this.
I am.
What is your role? And tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I play Shelby. She's one of the characters that the show kind of focuses around. She's the daughter of Malin. And Shelby has a very interesting storyline throughout the show. She is a type 1 diabetic, and she is stubborn and sassy, and I think she's just a lovable character. But the show kind of focuses around her and her mother's relationship, and it all takes place in Truvy's Beauty Salon in the South in the 80s. And throughout the show, you kind of see all of these women and all of their different stories and everything they've had to go through to get where they are now. And it's just, it's heartbreaking and it's funny and it's beautiful.
You've been working on this since early February.
Yes.
Who else is in this that everybody will know because Brick Street is our neighbors?
Well, I'll give a shout out to Julie Keeley and Joy Newcomb. They are Weezer and Clarie,
and I gotta say, they're gonna steal the show. They are so
hilarious,
funny. They're so funny. They would probably both resent me for saying this, but I think that they have a bit of a Weezer Clarie relationship in real life, and so it really, really works. Like they're friends, but they definitely butt heads, and it's so good to watch them on stage.
Well, they're from the same town in real life.
They are, which I think really plays into it because the characters have known each other their whole lives as well, and it really works.
It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Who else should we be looking for?
Well, Lauren Peterson is our lead again. She was our lead in It's a Wonderful Life, and she plays your mom.
Mm-hmm. And she's beautiful. I feel like especially if any like parents come and see the show, especially moms, you're gonna cry. She's amazing. Yeah. And then we have Abby Jo Segerstrom,
she's so cute. She's playing Annelle. And of course Rachel Hall, she's hilarious. She drives over from Mason City to be in this every day, and mm-hmm. She's hilarious as Truvy.
Then you got a Waldorf grad that's directing.
Yeah. You want to talk about Abby's?
I would love to talk about Abby. So Abby is, like you said, she's a Waldorf grad. She also was the Waldorf GA for the theater department. So she was the graduate assistant, and she's directing. And it's been really great because Abby's let us look at the characters and act how they would act, in a sense, instead of just being like, this is what you need to do. She's let us be like, what do you think your character would do? And it's allowed, I feel like, the characters to be different from the movie, which is going to be interesting for people who love the movie to come see it, because they are different, but the motivation is the same.
Carte Blanche is good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So do you get together and have you had like a movie watching party?
We have not actually. So there is Rachel, who plays Truvy, has actually never seen the movie. And she did it intentionally so that she wasn't just doing a Dolly Parton impression. But before I auditioned, I did watch the movie because I hadn't seen it in a very long time. And I cried very hard. So.
And as we mentioned, this starts next weekend.
Next Friday. Yeah. Yeah, and tickets are selling crazy well. This is going to be at our new space, and I'm excited to say it has been our best-selling show ever.
Great.
Even a week and a half out, we're at record tickets for our small shows.
And so it's April 29 and 30, May 6 and 7, May 1st and 8. Those are matinee shows.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So 7 p.m. on the 29th, 30th, 6th, and 7th. I understand. I've got it right in front of me. And then you're going to have the box office open this Saturday.
Yes. This Saturday, 9 to noon, our box office will be open. I will be out at our space on Highway 69. It's the, if you're from the Forest City area, it's the old Chris Mart building. For the past couple of years, it was the Funky Monkey. Now it is the home of Brick Street Theater.
Wonderful.
And there'll be a whole group of people there. We're having a volunteer morning, getting some painting done in the dressing rooms, trying to get everything perfect for our opening show.
I was going to say, how are you liking the new digs?
Oh, my goodness.
It's
I love it.
It's a beautiful space.
I love it. We, you know, we loved our Clark Street space, but we outgrew it so quickly. And this new space is big, and it was... When we went to tour it before we signed our contract to be there, it seemed like it was perfect for us. Like There were already dressing rooms in the back. There was already a loft above for lighting. It was just like, oh, this building was meant for Brick Street, and we are loving being in there.
Now, that being said, there's a capital campaign going on right now.
Yes, there is. There is. And if you come to Steel Magnolias, you'll definitely see that the building is not complete. We have framing for bathrooms, for offices, for costume construction. They're not done. Just, you know how construction goes. And
supply chain issues and things.
Of course, yeah. Of course. But we do have a capital campaign going to complete that construction and also to put in a full lighting system and a sound system. That's one thing. When you come to Steel Magnolias, there isn't going to be a sound system, so these ladies will be projecting. And I know that's been a challenge for some of them. Yes.
So you need lapel mics and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. So we're definitely still in need of funds. And at any level, small to large, we're looking for sponsorships from businesses. We're looking for partnerships with individuals and families. And then we also have the Buy a Brick campaign happening. We're going to do engraved bricks with names and messages that will be permanently displayed in our lobby or right outside. We haven't quite decided where exactly they'll go, but it's just $100 a brick, and you get your name permanently displayed in our lobby. And I would just point this out: we have goals along the way for how many bricks we're going to sell, and every time we hit one of our goals, Troy Thompson is going to make a new commercial, and the first one will be him recreating The Wizard of Oz. And
well, that's worth it right
and
there.
And he's going to dress up as Dorothy.
That's worth the price of admission right there. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And so we just need to sell 3 more bricks to get to that first goal, and then he's going to make us a commercial.
Oh, my goodness.
Based on Wizard of Oz.
Folks, you got to get on it right away. How can you not want that?
I know. I'm so excited about it. I'm more excited about the second one, which I will keep a secret, but...
Ooh. Secrets are good.
They're all centered around movies that mention bricks. I'll say that.
Interesting. So take a guess. So Steel Magnolia is April 29th and 30th, May 1st, and then May 6th, 7th, and 8th. The 29th and 30th, 6th and 7th, 7 p.m. The 1st and the 8th, 2 p.m. Guys, if people want tickets, what's the best way to do it? Obviously, Saturday is a good day, but if not, there's other ways to get tickets.
Absolutely. The box office will be open 9 to noon this Saturday. But an easy way to get them is online at brickstreettheater.org. Or if you don't go online, you can give me a call at 641-585-1800.
Wonderful. Easy number to remember. Linnea, Casey, thank you. Break a leg. And good luck with this. It'll be fun.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Steel Magnolias coming up next weekend and the week following here in Forest City. And this has been Morning Conversation on KW.